Welcome to the Anabu AI blog, in audio. Today we're covering a piece by Brett Allegre Wood called Agent AI Explained Without the Jargon. What an agent actually does.
And if you've been hearing the word agentic everywhere lately and quietly wondering what it actually means for your business, this one is for you.
So the article opens with a clean definition. An AI agent is software you hand a goal to, and it works out the steps itself. You are not telling it how. You tell it what you want done, and it figures out the rest.
There is a good analogy in there. A sat-nav versus a taxi driver.
Right. A sat-nav tells you every turn. You are still driving. A taxi driver, you just say airport, and they handle the route, the traffic, the diversions. An agent is closer to the taxi driver. You give the destination, not the directions.
I like that. But I think a lot of owners will say, okay, I've already got ChatGPT or something like it. What is actually different?
That is the key question. The article puts it simply. A chatbot answers, an agent finishes the job. There was a good example in there. Say a customer emails asking where their order is.
Classic scenario for any product business.
A chatbot can draft a polite reply if you paste in the details. An agent reads the email, looks up the order in your system, checks the courier tracking, works out the realistic delivery date, drafts the reply, and either sends it or puts it in front of you for approval.
So the agent is handling all those steps in the middle, the ones that eat the hours.
Exactly. The article calls it the middle bit, and that is where the time disappears for a busy owner.
Okay, so what kinds of tasks are actually a good fit? Because I think there is a risk of people hearing this and thinking it is all or nothing.
The article is honest about this. Agents work well on tasks that are repetitive and follow a clear pattern. Things like chasing follow-ups, spotting which quotes have gone quiet and drafting the nudge, sorting the inbox, routing inquiries, drafting first-pass replies to common questions, keeping the CRM updated after a call, pulling yesterday's numbers into a morning summary.
That last one. Sales, bookings, cash position pulled together before you even sit down. I can see the appeal.
And Brett references his own businesses here. At Dara Tires, the day is the same shape, repeating. Inquiry, quote, follow-up, booking. At EasyTrack, on the property side, it is notices, reminders, compliance dates that cannot be missed. He says none of that is hard work. It is just relentless. And it is exactly the kind of thing an agent will do at 6 a.m. without being asked.
That phrase got me. 6 in the morning, no complaints.
No complaints.
All right, the big question. Does this mean it replaces people?
The article is clear. No. And Brett says be wary of anyone who tells you otherwise. What an agent does is augment your team. It clears the repetitive load so your people spend their time on the work only humans do well.
Which is the relationship with a long-standing customer, handling a frustrated client, the judgment call on a borderline deal. An agent cannot do those and should not try. The businesses that get this right do not shrink their teams. They get more out of the team they already have. Same people, less grind, more of the work that actually grows the place. I want to come back to something. How does an agent know what it is and is not allowed to do? That is where a lot of owners would be nervous.
Two things, context and guardrails. A properly set up agent is trained on your data and your processes, how you talk to customers, what your steps are, where your information lives. A generic AI knows the world. A properly set up agent knows your business. That is why the reply sounds like you rather than a robot.
And the guardrail side?
You decide where it can act on its own and where it must stop and wait for a human to approve. Anything risky or irreversible? Sending money, messaging a customer, changing a price, the agent prepares the work and waits. Low-risk internal stuff like drafting or filing, it gets on with. And you can move that line as your trust grows.
That feels manageable. You're not handing over the wheel completely.
Not at all. You set the line.
So where would you tell someone to start?
One annoying, repetitive task. Not your whole business. The mistake Brett sees is owners trying to automate everything at once, getting overwhelmed, and stopping. Pick something high frequency, low risk, clearly a pattern. He points to follow-up chasing as a classic first one.
Run it with a human checking the output for the first couple of weeks, build the trust, then add the next task.
Exactly. Small wins compound, and
and they build the confidence to go for them. Right. My one thing for this week, write down the three most repetitive tasks in your week. Just the list. That is your starting point. Mine is to read the full article. It goes deeper on the guardrails and how to set them up. You'll find it at anabu.ai. And if you want someone to look at your actual business and tell you which tasks are agent ready, Brett's team runs a free AI audit. No jargon, no pressure. A straight look at your business. Book it at anabu.ai. Worth doing before your competitors do. See you next time.